It's the Ricky Smiley Morning Show.
Hold it.
He's half man, half woman.
It's Gary.
I want to hip you to the teeth.
It's Gary, baby.
Good morning, Ricky. Good morning, America. Good morning to you. It's Wednesday, and here's what's happening in Celebrity News, y'all. The prayer warriors are being solicited for two of our favorite celebrities, y'all. But first of all, we're going to pray, y'all, for Christopher Brown, y'all. The New York Post is saying, y'all, that Chris had an altercation at Hayes at Aria in Las Vegas the other night, y'all. Now, they're saying, y'all, that Chris was with a group of girls, y'all, before the Billboard Awards, and they're saying he was buying champagne and just having a great time. What's the bell for?
I was moving it. I'm sorry.
Man. But anyway, y'all.
But it's only one Billboard award, not plural. Yeah. I said Billboards.
Yeah. Anyway, they're saying, y'all, that a witness, y'all, they said that Chris Brown, y'all, visibly got upset, y'all, when he was with these beautiful women at the table, and the women drank up all the champagne, y'all, and they said then they moved to the next table. Well, honey, they're saying, y'all, that Mr. Brown, y'all, he approached the guy at the next table and started getting visibly agitated. Now, I'm going to tell you, this was a Queen report, this story. They're saying, y'all, that Brown stood up, they say he was semi-inflated, and he looked at the guy, and he started to fight with the guy. He started to argue with the guy. And they're saying security immediately jumped in, y'all, when Chris got in the guy's face and was cursing at him and said, "Are these girls with you or with me?" And they said the guy was shocked by it. And they said, then, honey, they got closer. And then the security jumped in and broke it up. Now, Chris Brown needs to
ask. So let me ask you something. Was the guy drinking up the champagne that Chris Brown bought?
No, the women drank up the champagne, honey. Then they moved to the next table and said, "Oh, he's through, honey. We're going to go to the next table." And I guess Chris wasn't saying the words that they wanted to hear, Charles.
I don't believe that a group of girls going to leave Chris Brown and drinking champagne and go move to a table with another guy who ordering daiquiris.
You never know, you know, and that in Vegas,
women don't. Once you get women to drinking and you buying drinks or whatever, they ain't going nowhere. They get half tips and they're gonna stay there, right, Ebony?
I don't know about some chicks. That's just kind of hard. I get it. I mean,
they're
some chicks
girls,
are like that.
Though.
They come to stuff like that and try to get as many free drinks as they want to.
Exactly. They move on. Those girls might have been the cheap girls.
And let me tell you something. When you buying around the drinks for the ladies or whatever, it's always some dude over there come over there drinking too, and he don't offer to pay for nothing.
3 minutes is
over. I just hate when thirsty ass dudes be coming over trying to get let me get a little bit of that. You that's for the ladies pimping.
Yeah. All right, y'all heard it. Moving on, child. Another celebrity news, y'all. Let's keep Ray J, y'all, lifted up in our prayers, y'all.
For what?
His publicist, Courtney Bond. She said Ray J has been released, y'all, from Las Vegas hospital, and he's back at his Los Angeles estate. Now, Ray J was rushed to the hospital, y'all, on Monday night because he underwent an extensive battery of tests because they said he wanted to make sure that he didn't have blood clots in his lungs, Ricky, which potentially, you know, the same condition that killed another celebrity, honey, from, you know, flying too long. They say he was flying from China to Las Vegas from China to L.A. So they're saying that he's at home, but then a lot of people saying, too, that he was stressed out behind what went down, honey, with Patricia Houston, honey, at that Billboard Awards, honey, the other night. So, child, you know. So, you know, they said that's what kind of allegedly killed Heavy D, so, honey, you know, from flying a long time. You know, Ricky, you fly every week, so you need to
take care of yourself. You got to be careful. You got to drink plenty of water. That's why pregnant women can't fly. Your body starts, that gravity, man, it's no joke. Start moving your organs and stuff around.
Mm. All right, baby, you heard that from Dr. Evan.
And a couple of more folks got killed.
The galore today, y'all, is one of my favorite. On the high end, you say cacao. And on the low end, you say beautiful caramel. That's a great galore for today. Now,
that's a nice color, Gary.
Isn't that a beautiful color, Ricky? Mm-hmm. That's the color of the new look.
Now, Gary, what kind of shoes those you got on this morning? You sharp, now.
These are my Ferragamos, honey. These are my red driving shoes. I'm representing for the Deltas today, honey.
Representing the Deltas today?
Yes, honey, I have on my picnic red and white blouse, and I'm going to take a picture of it and tweet it so you all can see me today.
And I'm about to follow you. All right.
The best morning show in the country.
The Ricky Smiley Morning Show.